From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Sack.
Look at the Mail Sack coming off with an open and a sponsor brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Somebody hit me with a little bit of that tea. I need my tea, mate.
We need a This Is Sparta drop to hit right at the end of every read.
I think so. I think that's a good point. Welcome to our new sponsors. And the Mail Sack is the same. It just has now a cool, polished open.
We got some dressing for this Mail Sack.
Yeah. We do. There's a little. We got a little bit of a facelift.
Probably
if
the
you
most
will.
Enjoyable part of my afternoon yesterday.
That was a great open.
Yeah. Whenever you send a random thing and I listen, it's just I'm always excited to hear what it sounds like. You're great, and that one made me chuckle
again,
in the kitchen yesterday.
Fan man, brand man, boss man. Now the script writer. So
yes,
so I get the script. So he's the script writer. And then I am the director producer.
You're the
make it come to life.
That's right.
Okay. So it is a team effort.
Yes.
So you got a bit of a Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen situation.
Yes. We collaborate.
Yeah. Partnership.
We collaborate. Yeah. It is time.
Mail Sack.
Mail Sack ranked the best way to cook a hot dog, barbecue, grill, pan, griddle, boiled campfire, roasted microwave. What is the best way to cook a hot dog?
Let's universally agree we're eliminating microwave, right?
I mean, I've done it. I will do it, but it's not the best.
Look, yeah,
it's not even.
That's what you're doing.
All right, next up, boiling.
Incorrect.
Boiling a hot dog's better than grilling a hot dog.
I didn't. Okay, but how many?
This is the best. What is the best way? I'm not saying you don't do it or you don't like it. The best way to cook a hot dog.
The best way to cook a hot dog is to actually boil it and then grill it
for
the marks.
And you boil it in beer.
My man, we have solved every issue in the
You're
world.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm sorry you cook hot dogs incorrectly. We have solved the problem. Boil it in beer.
Boil it in beer.
Grill it until there's
char marks. Finish it on the grill.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We need those char marks, man.
Sure. All right. Microwave. Now that all the playoff spots are clinched, Mail Sack, who is Blue Line Brandon's pick for the Stanley Cup champion?
First of
don't
all.
Don't look.
What do you mean?
Name me playoff teams. Go.
Who clinched last night?
Who's in the NHL playoffs?
Well, the Sabres just clinched for the first time in 24 years.
They clinched a while ago. Who clinched last night?
Well, obviously.
Don't look. Stop clicking.
It was obviously the Devils.
Stop clicking.
You got the Rangers. You got the Devils just clinched here. You got back end. You got the Maple Leafs and Panthers are at the back end of this thing. Are the Panthers going to three-peat?
The Maple Leafs are one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Absolutely.
They tanked. Yeah.
They fired their GM like five
their
games.
Their best player got hurt.
Well, that's what I'm trying to point out. Like, they got eliminated. Not, yeah. You know, they didn't clinch. They got eliminated. Yeah. They got eliminated with the Red Wings. You had Ottawa. Ottawa. Remember Ken Barkley's special, those Ottawa Senators.
You're pulling both hamstrings.
You know, can't forget about the Canadiens. They invented hockey. They're right there in the thick of it. They haven't won one of the cups in a while.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
Who is your pick to win the Stanley Cup?
That's a
we
good
need
question.
Your, we need your pick. That's what the listeners want.
Well,
your Panthers are not in there this year.
I'm going to do something I didn't think I'd ever do.
Give me a Western Conference winner and an Eastern Conference winner and who wins the Stanley Cup.
Well, you know, you don't just sum it up by conference. We got these Atlantic Metropolitan divisions we have to sort out here too, Bob. Okay? Let's sort this out. Now, when I'm looking at the East, all right, we're looking at the conference battles of the Eastern Conference. Because that's where teams of the East play.
That is indeed. Yeah, they're working in the fields. That's where they play, okay?
Here we go. When I look at the East, we got tough matchups here. But I'm going to go with a Synergy pick. A Synergy good vibes pick. And our beloved West Coast.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Tom Dundon, Carolina Hurricanes, best record in the Eastern Conference.
They do?
Dare I say hockey?
Most points.
Most points.
Can I tell you a good one from when you were out at the end of last week, Swag? You ready for this one?
Oh, no.
His daughter is now randomly wanting to get into hockey, hence the Red Wings shirt from earlier in the show.
Welcome aboard.
That's exactly what I said.
You just can't.
The
I'm
boat,
living in the
come
past.
On in on
Uncle
the boat.
Uncle Dirt, I'll
come on in.
Ya.
And they showed it. He was turned on a hockey game with her, and they showed a little graphic of standings. And then she asked him a question of how does the point system work.
Oh, no.
And his response to her was, well, that's how many goals they've scored this year. It was somebody had 93 points. And I immediately followed up with, aren't you a soccer fan? Don't you know how point system works?
I'm watching soccer, not hockey. You know, you score a point, I just thought.
So that was a glorious one. All right, give me a Western Conference winner. Who do you got?
Western Conference is going to be a tough one, man. I look at a lot of teams here, and I think, are they going to finally come through? We got the Kings are back in the fold this year. By the way, RIP Jonathan Quick. RIP from hockey. Not actually dead. Should note, he's retired.
He's still
yeah,
alive.
Except he's
still
not
alive.
On the Kings. But.
No, I know, but he was a one-time great
he won,
L.A. King. He won
yes,
a cup.
Won cups.
I told you. Get you two of these. All right? Damn, dude. Stop yelling at me. Are the Mighty Ducks going to be mighty in Anaheim? I'm not sure. Nobody goes to the Honda Center. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I like the Mammoths upstart thing. I think they're really leaning into a culture. They made their Zamboni a giant
this is
mammoth.
This way too long of an answer. You just pick any team you want.
Oilers.
Fine. Okay, there you go. All right.
Oilers, Hurricanes.
Oilers, Hurricanes, Stanley Cup final.
Third eye open. You've seen it.
You heard it.
We got up tops in Dundon.
Blue line, Brandon. Mail sack question. If you could snap your fingers and change one thing about college football, what would you change?
The scheduling system.
The Pac-12 to exist again, as it should.
Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't your answer.
That's the easiest answer.
Bring conference realignment back. I would take
when
it
as Duck fans, I know Duck fans are enjoying the Ohio State, Penn State noise, and hey, we went undefeated and won the Big Ten.
Sure.
Wouldn't you just rather bring the conference back?
What I mean, as long as the financials are okay,
yes.
Without a doubt.
If everything's
if you're
equal,
allowing me to say financials are equal, well, there's not even a debate in my mind
thank
about
you.
What conference I'd rather play in.
Thank you.
I would take it a step further, though. Like, we need to roll this thing further back. It's not just the Pac-12.
Pac-10.
Nebraska, you're going back to the Big 12.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, the OGs.
Missouri, you're going. Texas, like, get out of here, dude. Go back to where it was in the mid-90s yes. When everything was great in life.
Utah, go back
you
to the
you
want to
roll it all the way back to the Big 8 in the
I mean,
Southwest
we can go
Conference?
To the. Let's do it.
No,
keep going further 10. If you want
it was,
to.
It was perfect at 10.
I'd be fine
we
without Utah and Colorado.
Me
Colorado
too.
Should be in the Big 12.
They go back to the Big 12.
The Big 8.
Colorado
Big 8.
Goes to the Mountain West.
Yeah.
And we go back to the 10.
Yeah, roll
we can
back.
Agree with this.
That's what I would fix.
Me too.
Mail sack, now that you were older and married once or twice, if you were single and had to start dating again, what would be an immediate relationship ender, assuming you still have your kids?
Algorithm, internet brain, human.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, like, do your kids go to the bathroom in a litter box at school?
Yeah, Teddy's a
you're
kid.
Not hot enough for this conversation. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Can I ask you guys about a trend Teddy's going through right now? Did your kids ever get really into poop? Like, really into poop?
No.
He wants to see his... Every time he poops, he wants to see his poop?
No.
When Bubba poops in the backyard and I go pick it up, he wants to, like, me see poop.
No.
He's into poop.
I don't remember that.
Okay, you don't remember a poop phase? I didn't know if that was a normal two-year-old phase or if I got some larger problem on my hands.
I had two girls. I can't recall this problem.
Okay. No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that issue with that.
Every time I change a poopy diaper, it's an immediate, me see poop.
Oh, he's not going in the toilet?
Nah, not pooping.
Not yet?
No.
Remember when that was supposed to be a two-day process?
It's a weekend. It happens in a
weekend. It's one weekend, he said.
It happens in 48 hours.
Yeah.
You get it done.
I think that's what happens when we nickname your unborn child Smudge.
It just gets automatically into poop.
I think we cursed him in a little bit of a way, and his fascination is this.
He just loves poop right now. I would say the algorithm one is good. I would say for the job purposes.
Have you met an internet-brained human in real life? Because I have, and it's weird.
Not in real life, no. I've seen them online, obviously. They post certain things. A lot of people used to complain about the prices of things, and now they don't complain about that anymore. It's weird.
Well, I mean, these are good prices for good reasons.
A lot of religious people used to complain about things, and they didn't complain about something. I was like, oh, that's kind of
well,
weird.
Some people can pretend to be Jesus,
yeah.
Okay?
We got
passes here for certain people.
He's a doctor, dude.
Actually, you're right. He's a doctor.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Rapes all of a sudden. Yeah, anyways,
well.
I digress. I would say I haven't met one in person. A big one for me, though, would be putting up with sports. understanding the time commitment that it takes to follow and watch certain things for the job. Like, if I'm always going to get a hard time about that, it's an immediate ender.
Yeah.
That's a
because
good one.
You can't do this job without being in tune with what's going on. Not with everything, and I try and limit it to things that are, like, I would love to watch more hockey, for example, but there's, like, it's in the middle of basketball season, I'm watching Blazer games, it's coming, it happens at the start of football season, and so, or, you know, at the beginning of hockey season is during football.
Burner.
So it's like, if I could watch more hockey, I would, but it's just, I don't have enough room for it on my plate. Now, I will, obviously, with the playoffs starting, so I try and limit it to not get too aggressive with it with the wife, because I know she rolls her eyes, but you got to be able to put up with a certain amount of sports.
I did see somebody that randomly posted, like, no longer should you indulge the conversation with a conspiracy theorist. Instead, go one step further than them, and you'll find out how you can disarm them quickly. Mm. And the example he gave was, well, there's no way they landed on the moon. And you respond with, you still believe that the moon's real?
You think there's a moon?
And then they hadn't really considered. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. What?
It's just green cheese.
It's Big Light. It's Big Light.
Yeah, it's a reflection.
It's Big Light Company.
The moon was mad. Barbecue.
Universal Mirage.
Would you read it then, too?
I mean, look, there are exceptions to almost every rule. Like, I could see Dirt dating a super hot who hates sports. But eventually the relationship will come.
That's what I'm saying. It would eventually.
It'll
you couldn't last forever.
Later.
No,
you'd want to enjoy it for an amount of time, and then you would say, "All right, I can't do this anymore."
Doesn't matter how the vegans. Nope, not
vegans is your big. Is that your number one ender?
You couldn't be with a vegan. What if she didn't care if you ate meat?
Does she cook her own food?
If she cooks her own food, maybe.
Then what's the difference?
What if she loves your tossed salads?
I got a good laugh out of Brandon here at that one.
The audible laugh didn't come.
It's like having a studio audience. I like this.
I mean,
you can tell when a joke
hits. But if I like to go out to restaurants and I'm coming.
Why can't she order a vegan meal?
There's vegan options almost everywhere you go.
A pasta dish.
Yeah.
At steakhouses.
Yeah.
At barbecue joints. Yeah.
If
they have options, what do you care?
They have leafy options. Plant options.
You have what? I feel like you eat food now that your wife won't
I would have figured you had my answer.
Yeah.
I would have figured you were going to go my route.
I don't. Because
you watch more sports than anybody.
Yeah.
You're the weirdest one. You need somebody to understand that you're going to work 19 jobs and watch Korean ice dancing.
So you would rather date somebody who gave you a hard time every time you turned a sporting event on than you would date a vegan.
That's an interesting take. Gotta admit.
You do love your meats. We know that.
Yeah. I think it's a bad take by you.
We know you love
meats.
They're
creative, the vegans. Their meals. You're like, have you had dragon fruit burger? And you're like, what?
Most vegans that I know are willing to adapt. Like they understand they're the outlier.
Well,
my sister-in-law's a vegan, and she's like, you know, nobody else in the family is. And so
she brings her own stuff?
For a family event,
I'm jumping ahead to the point where, because not only do I have this job, but I'm doing play-by-play for the Pilots. I'm out at the hops at the ballpark.
But if the only exception to meat eating is you physically, like, that should be a win. You're the only meat she likes.
I was thinking of dudes.
That's an honor. You're the only non-vegan item in her life. I would think you'd love that, personally. But I guess to each their own.
Interesting answer. Hey, whatever is your deal breaker is your deal breaker, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, there's one half of the mail sack. You ready for some more?
Mail sack!
Continues next on The Fam. All right, we got to turn and burn because it's a decent-sized sack.
Mail sack.
See what else we got in here today, boys. Mail sack question. Could you refresh what playoffs versus non-playoffs for the Blazers draft means? Again, it's hard for me to follow. All I know is that the pick needs to convey, and I think that's better sooner than later, but I can be wrong. So what is right?
You make the playoffs, the pick conveys to Chicago. You don't make the playoffs, you have the back-end lottery odds of like 1.8% or whatever it is to hit the number one, and you're probably going to finish in the back 11 through 14 range.
Yes. The second you make the playoffs, the pick goes to Chicago. Could be this year. If you win tonight, the pick is gone. Bye-bye. If you lose tonight, then that's a debate we can have on Friday for the next playing game. Mail sack question, what is the number one song that you hear and cannot help but be in a good mood? Mine is The Joker by Steve Miller Band.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm a midnight joker. That is, every time you hear it, wah, wah, you always kind of sing along.
Don't worry, be happy, Bob Marley.
That's good.
Because I have a lot of memories with that song. I mean, obviously, it's a really...
Don't worry.
It's golf course for me.
Yeah, good golf music.
It's a July 18th, and it's 79 degrees and I'm playing Twilight and I'm shooting plus 13 through 4, but I feel good because Bob Marley's telling me don't worry about a thing.
God, it's a tough question. I'm going to go...
There's so many. There's a lot of songs.
I also have songs separate for people. Like,
yeah.
I have songs...
Make you think
like
of something.
Yeah, like my wife will like artists that I don't always listen to, but I listen to them because that makes me think of her and
right.
sort of calm me down or make me feel better.
I'm going to go James Taylor's Smiling Face.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anything James Taylor's
significance
good.
To that?
No, just whenever I see you smiling.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Face makes me smile myself because I love you.
Okay. All right.
You want me to sing the whole thing? I will if you want me to.
Well, we know where I'm going. It's Escapade.
Not a surprise at all. Mail sack, hypothetically, if you could put one par three hole from any course on the PGA Tour circuit in your backyard, which one would it be?
Ooh, par three?
And par like the maintenance three. Is taken care of? It's just in my backyard?
Yeah, it's in right. your backyard.
Put it's the island green. What are we doing?
You have that or the 12th that... There's three that
come
to mind.
I don't
want to play
12th. I don't like the green at 12. I hate it.
There's
Augusta?
Yeah.
There's the
It's also, he's saying PGA Tour circuit. I don't know if he means to allow the Masters in that or not.
Well, I just assumed he's dumping all the majors in. So yeah. I guess if we eliminate that.
I would take 12 from Augusta if it's allowable.
There's 12 at Augusta. There's 7 at Pebble. And
7 at Pebble.
17
is 7 the 110 yards?
It's too short
down
for me.
The hill. Downhill.
That's the only downside
down the hill
of it.
Into the ocean.
But the island green is only like, what, 130?
It's a little bit longer, but it's a full, like, downhill is not a full downhill 100
it's
yards is not a full club.
That,
full,
yeah, that hole swing. Depends on which way the wind's blowing.
Sure, but if it's in your backyard, let's assume it's not ocean force wind coming off.
No, that's the part I was getting to.
Right.
I'm on the ocean.
Oh, he wasn't tied into the ocean. Now we're just cheating. Now we're making up our own rules as we go.
Now you have cliffside real estate.
Yeah,
exactly.
I
agree with you. I would go island green.
I think it would be Sawgrass.
Now, but let me ask you, though, on 12, because I understand the iconic nature of 12 at Augusta. And I certainly watch that and I go, who's going to chunk this into the water? Which I didn't see anybody live.
No,
hit
most
the water
people,
this year.
If they mishit it, they were going long.
There was a Chinese cat that I'd never heard of before. It was not our friend, Hey Tong Lee.
Hao Tong Lee,
who chunked it short of the water on
I've
Thursday.
I've never seen that in my life.
Like, he hit
he
it and
it
immediately.
Up.
It was like the Lee shot into the 15 when he hit it into the water.
Yeah.
He just literally chunked it and went boom, 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 and it dribbled and it stopped like 4 yards short of the water. I've never seen that before.
And you could argue, still a good place to be to still get out of there maybe with a par.
I didn't see what his score was on the hole. I should have looked that up further, but I know people made the joke that he laid up on the hole.
So the iconic nature of it and the aesthetic look of the flowers and all, I understand it. I just, if I had it in my backyard, I'd probably hate it as a golfer. And look, landing on an island, a difficult challenge. It's a pretty big island versus, I look at that green every time and I'm like, I would maybe hit that green one time out of like 45 shots.
Yeah.
It's too tiny.
It is skinny in there. I mean, it's wide,
yeah,
but it's not very long. You got to, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a terrible golfer, so.
Yeah, 17 is probably the right answer there. Let's see what else we got here. Mail sack question. Don't get defensive. Ooh, I'm already defensive based on the phrasing.
Okay.
How much of the local audience do you think cares about golf as much as dirt and swag do? I'm genuinely curious what the split is. I think there's a two-part here, because I'm assuming this is a question that's related to, because we got some tweets of like, you think we all care about the Masters? And it's like, I get it. It's not for everybody. Like, the final round of the Masters last year had 20 million viewers.
Yeah.
How many sporting events in America have 20 million plus viewers?
Well, in our area, we do have a lot of golfers.
And look, I get, like, no matter what topics you pick to talk about on the radio, there are going to be some people that just don't care about
it.
No doubt.
I mean, I have that for some segments we talk about, but we still talk about them. I'm like, I don't really care about this, but we do it. Because I know there's people out there that care about it. And so, golf might not be your thing. I don't think, outside of Masters Monday, there will be mentions of U.S. Opens and Open Championships, maybe a Players thing here or there. If a guy wins the Players, we'll do a little quick note on it on the Monday after the tournament. The Masters is really the only one that generates serious conversation because it's the biggest golf event of the year.
We haven't gotten the ratings yet, by the way. I've looked it up.
No, last year was just shy of 20 million on Sunday, like
19.5. 19.5, yeah.
So I have the opinion that I think they're going to go up slightly. Rory winning last year, him being in contention again, doing something we haven't seen in 25 years.
You had Scheffler making a run. You had big names on the leaderboard on Sunday.
I just crack up with this stuff because golf will get this, and I understand it to a certain extent. But
to a certain extent, everything outside of football is a niche sport.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, even basketball.
Last year's NBA Finals games averaged 10.2 million.
Oof, that's abysmal.
You want to go over this average ship viewers. 2024 Celtics and Mavs, 11.3. 2023 Nuggets Heat, 11.6.
That's
Warriors and Celtics.
9 million less.
But that's just Sunday. Again, I'm not saying Thursday through Sunday averages that, but the point is nobody, when we talk about the NBA Finals, says, why are you talking about the NBA Finals?
Right.
And more people are watching the Sunday at the Masters than are.
Because we're
outside of a Game 7, because I think Game 7's number last year was huge for the
Pacers.
But
this summer, the World Cup is going to be here, but how much are we going to delve into the actual soccer versus whatever circus might be going on around the event?
My World Cup
probably a lot of circus.
Conversations so far have been how ridiculous this has become of an event. Of like, it went from it mattering for a certain reason to the price gouging in this event is
it's insane,
dude. To sit at the top of the Seattle games, you're looking at like $15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I listened to a Nottingham Forest pod to keep up with the team stuff, and they were talking about the World Cup in the last one, and they have a guy in America copying on because he's a fan, and he's like, I got ticket prices right in front of me right here. I'm literally at the top of a football stadium, and the price is listed at $18,000. Who's going to these?
Why would you spend that kind of money to not be able to get a good view just for the environment?
It's a corrupt organization.
Go walk around the outside of the stadium if you want to feel the intensity of the crowd.
Taking advantage
watch
of
it on your phone outside the stadium.
Well,
and then
usually what they do is, in all these cities, there'll be big watch parties somewhere, some big public outdoor gathering square
or something.
Yeah,
and you get together
like
with
that,
a big group.
So you'll be near the stadium and feel the buzz.
Back
and then,
to the question, though, like specifically, there's a reason we don't talk about almost any regular tournaments, and we like when we get to the PGA.
No, not unless somebody's breaking a record, like when Tiger was trying to break the all-time wins
record.
Sure,
there's outliers.
But we pass it along. Right. We don't talk about the tournament.
No.
The PGA Championship, irrelevant.
And
the,
depending on who wins it, if
Rory wins it, then yeah.
Or Scotty wins another one. Or like there's certain points, but yeah, largely.
But if it's Russell Henley, we'll do it for a segment, and we'll be like, that sucked.
Yep, move on.
Yeah, so I don't think yesterday we did a little more than I thought we would as a show on golf, but I also get it because Sunday, I thought Sunday was fun.
Yeah. The Masters is a big deal. It's similar to when you guys, now I don't participate much because I don't watch it, but like when you guys have your tennis majors and you bring it up on the show and you're following, it's like there's certain things that stand out in sports. And it's, you know. Yeah, maybe I did take that too defensively. Maybe I didn't listen to the prompt of the question.
No, I just think there's going to be your people, the Swag's point, that like if it's not football.
Yeah. I mean, football is the only thing that we all – that's the beauty of football. It's the only thing we all watch and all care about. And we've made this argument on the show. Every other sport, there's pockets.
Right.
I like the NBA and I like baseball.
Right,
I like hockey and I like golf. I like, you know, you're just not going to appeal to everybody. Mail sack, there's two more quick ones here. If you could choose any Masters to attend on a Sunday final group with the guys tied for the lead, would you pick Prime, Arnie versus Jack, Prime, Tiger versus Phil, Prime, Rory versus Scotty?
I would pick the one I haven't been able to see. I would go Arnie Jack, and it's because I didn't get to watch it. I would like to feel the crowd, like what side are they rooting for? I want to see Jack and how dialed he is, how clutch he is on the big shots. I didn't get to watch them, and so I watched Tiger Phil.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it in person, and then obviously I've been watching Rory and Scotty when they're involved in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to see or follow the Arnie Jack stuff. It's only about what guys like Swag's age, which, you know, 85 and older, what they tend to tell me that era of golf.
Young. He's old. Don't look at me.
No, you're not wrong. He is the oldest person on the show. I would go with the one I didn't get to
see. And the other piece to that is I think it would be really interesting for those people that grew up with always you having metal drive, the equipment to see how small those persimmon heads were, how precise Arnie and Jack and those guys were hitting fairways.
Right.
You know, obviously it's not going to go as far. And
the course was shorter and the greens were slower, but the equipment was drastically different.
Go watch what they did with that equipment compared to what we get to play with now.
Yeah. Great points. There's not a wrong answer here. I never got to see Prime Tiger. And like, if we're talking 2004
Tiger. And Phil
Tiger
and the electricity and the buzz.
They were in the final group of the 2002 Masters, if I remember.
That was the height, even more than Jack and
Arnie. John Bloom, to his point, he did it for 12 years. The only time 05 when Tiger hits a chip and the truck is like,
yeah,
holy.
Yeah. And maybe they did that in 86 and he wasn't there when Jack hit the putt. Fair. But I got to see Tiger when I went to the Masters of 2018. I still gave my brother a hard time because he yelled at him as he walked down a fairway. And I'm like, you're one of those guys. Go, Tiger! Like, yeah, that's going to kick him into gear. I love giving him a hard time about that. So he was it was ironically the year before he won the Masters. I missed it. I got Patrick Reed, unfortunately. But prime, like, peak. Prime early 2000s Tiger.
When they were still frosty.
Yeah. Like him and Phil hated each other. No wrong answers there. Let's get one more under quickly. Power rank the bandwagon fans at the fan.
Oh.
Bandwagon sports fans.
Well, I'm definitely in it. I'm Niner Braves, and I'm a 90s child. Like, yeah. I'm absolutely in the running for this.
You're in the running. Is Niners and Braves from a 90s kid worse than a Cowboy Dodger fan?
It's the same to me. It's just a different era. He became that fan when they were both winning in his youth, right?
Now, I know one of those fandoms is now dead to you.
No.
Yes. Yeah. And it was the owner that ruined it.
As a kid, I was a horrific bandwagon fan.
I would argue
isn't.
The owner also revived it for you in the 90s, but yeah.
Yeah, he helped you win three titles.
Yeah, and then he ushered in a salary cap.
He gave you more than
then
Staubach
he didn't know
did.
How to operate when he couldn't just buy his
yeah,
way
but he gave
out
you three,
of bad
dude.
Contracts.
He gave you three.
I know. And then he kept lying to me.
All right, so who do we got? So Meringue's fandoms really don't make any sense to me. I know he's from L.A. He wears Dodger gear, but he's a Cardinal fan, but he's a Blazer fan.
His Cardinal fandom, he explained, was he was at a Dodger game.
But why does he wear Dodger gear?
Because I think anybody that lived in L.A. for a month or longer in their lives
wears
claims
Dodger
L.A.
Wears Dodger gear.
I mean, yeah. I get claiming L.A., but wears something. He doesn't wear Laker gear.
No, that would be
sacrilegious. Doesn't wear Clipper gear.
Which, by the way, he said he lived in the L.A. area when at the end of Magic's run.
Right.
How are you not a Laker fan?
Yeah, so those are just kind of confusing to
me. We have random fandoms.
We do. Like, Patrick being a Guardians fan is really weird. And then he quit, and then he came back.
Yeah.
We gave him a hard time for that.
Souk's a Mets fan and a Red Wings fan.
Souk's up. That's pretty high up there because the Mets won in 86,
yeah,
that'd
be his youth, right? 86.
Yeah. Red Wings are so good forever.
Yeah, when they got all the Russians over there.
I think I would go.
And then Rop is Royals.
Royals. He's his hometown.
Kansas Jayhawks.
Does he have an NFL team?
Yeah,
he does not have an NFL team.
Yeah, he's not even a real big Chiefs fan.
He's Rob Lowe.
He's the
Give me
shield.
The logo hat.
Give me the logo.
Give me the shield.
Which I lean more so as an NFL fan, too. But I'll root for the Niners in big games and big moments. I don't live and die with it.
And your baseball team is
probably near
Giants.
The bottom. Because he only has, the Royals and the Jayhawks are really his only true fandom.
True fandom.
Your baseball fandom just coincides with you happening to be
I feel
at
like
the
I
fan.
Have a relevant connection to my teams that I root
they
for.
They just happened to win right as you started. So they you did. Look like they a bandwagon did. Fan, but you were a fan because of your dad.
I went to Oregon, and I grew up a Giants fan because my dad's from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then Blazers, obviously, are the NBA team because I'm from Portland and I've lived here my entire life.
So Dusty's and Astros.
Astros,
and
Patriots?
Patriots.
That's, To be fair to him, I actually didn't know him prior to Brady, so I shouldn't say that. He claims he jumped on prior to Brady.
The right answer
really
to this used to be fairly easy. It used to be Mike Lynch.
Yes.
Yes.
He grew up in Jersey. Yankee fan. Okay.
Yeah. He is
Devils
a Devils fan,
not a Rangers fan.
Broncos fan.
We grew up in Jersey. Fan. New Jersey was the only Jersey.
But Jersey wants New York.
They I do want to be New
Jersey
York.
Doesn't want to be Jersey. They want to be New York. So if you're a Yankee fan.
I don't think
fan,
he's old enough to remember the Rangers Cup.
Was he growing
Rangers
up
Cup.
When they actually won a cup?
I don't think he was old enough to remember Rangers Cup because that happened in 94.
No. When the Devils won
Cups.
When
the Devils. He would have seen the Devils. That's what I'm saying. Because the Devils had success after that.
Yeah.
Later in his childhood.
And then Broncos.
And then Broncos, who won back-to-back
but you
Super
have
Bowls
the
in
Giants
our childhood.
And the Jets right in your backyard.
I think I would lean.
I think it's me.
You think you're ahead of Swag?
Because
he quit the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Just for quitting purposes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's me.
Okay. Sprague 1, Swag 2.
Mm-hmm.
Who would go third?
Dusty.
Dusty 3.
But Meringue 4.
Meringue 4.
You know what? Let's flip that.
You can't say Harris is front running for the Indians and Guardians.
Well, but Dusty picked
they were good in the 90s.
Didn't Dusty pick the Patriots before they did the dynasty?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
He claims, but I don't know. It was already a dynasty, but upon the time I arrived,
we didn't know Dusty before the dynasty.
I think that's a good power four. I think we got a good power four. Right. We'll leave it at that. There you go. The mail sack is now brought to you by our wonderful friend, Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win the second half of life at SpartaTRT.com. Back into the Blazers and Suns, who play in the play-in tonight, and we'll get to that coming up next. Aiden bringing in Casey and his Yankee and Steeler fandom. That's pretty good.
Brand Man just busted in a segment. He wants to defend the fandom here.
Would you get out of here? I got to go to break, all right?
Defend the fandom here.
Jesus, get.
Yeah. This song makes me happy because of how amazing he is singing it.
It's a brilliant song, is it not? Brilliant song. Well,
he started talking as you were rejoining.
Right as I'm turning my microphone on.
I think he has a photo of little him.
Sure he does.
In a Bledsoe jersey.
I think I've heard his Astros. I know the Astros fandom happened before the Astros got good.
Oh, for sure.
Because they tanked and they came out of it. And I think he played a Little League on like the Astros Little League team. That was his team. And so he became a fan. Harris just told me his Guardian fandom. And I get it. I mean, it's front-runnery because he started following them in the World Series.
Oh, in the 95
World Series? In the 95 World Series. And he was like, this is my team. And everybody in the area was a Braves fan because they were on TBS. And he wanted to go against the grain.
Was a Braves fan then.
I mean, I get it. That's front-runner-y or front-runner-ish. I also didn't know that the Spokane had a minor league team that was called the Indians.
Yeah.
And so he thought it was there. Like, I grew up a Blackhawks fan thinking the Winterhawks were the minor league affiliate of the Chicago Blackhawks.
It's okay. I had all year thinking the Colorado Rockies played in Portland sometimes.
That's a good one.
And I'm like, wait, no, that's the different thing.
Portland Rockies the same as the Colorado Rockies?
We got the Rockies. That's awesome. That's like not paying attention to minor league baseball.
They might send a guy down at some point. Yeah. They could, you know. All right.
And then I went to a game and I was like, Jesus, stadium's tough.
This is a little bit different than major league baseball. I think we got a little bit of a gap here. What is it, high single A or whatever we were
saying? I don't remember
double A.
What it was. I remember going to games.
I just remember the rock pile trying to chase down home runs pile. And there was like 18 people in the bleachers and you could get home run balls pretty easy. That's all I remember. RIP Portland Rockies. All right. Well, we went a little long in the mail sack. Let's try and get back on the clock for the final segment of the show. If you did not see, by the way, Pete Alonso, the polar bear, they were down 8-1 last night. The O's were.
He's had a miserable start as an O.
Yeah, other than when I don't know what he did this week because I didn't watch a ton of it. But
well, they were booing him pretty early in the season.
That early on because he wasn't delivering. He hit a go-ahead home run last night. His nickname is the polar bear, and there was a fan in the crowd dressed in a polar bear costume.
Well, I think that's
he had the head on.
That's the big splash guy or Mr. Splash. He's the guy with the hose in the
outfield.
Oh, so
it's the guy that runs around?
He just happened to be wearing the polar bear.
And he hit it right to him. Just boom, right there. Yeah. Like, just perfect.
Yep.
And so that was a pretty cool moment. All right. We got a meaningful basketball game tonight. Portland and Phoenix will close up their final thoughts on it. And the play-in for the Blazers. Can they get the 7 seed? Wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Final one for us. 9:49. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to go home. Try and watch a Jailblazer doc before everything spirals out of control. And I got to watch a couple of play-in games, and maybe during nap time today, we'll see if we can get that one in on my Tuesday plans.
I'll probably put that on during my Arnie's workout today.
Yeah, try and just watch it, get a sense of it. I don't know how much we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe later in the week we will.
No, we'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, Jailblazer doc is out. It's on Netflix. You can go watch. By the way, they had a new one come out. Do you ever watch those like LDS documentaries? They blow my mind. Like the Warren Jeff stuff.
I follow the Hulu Mormon show.
They came out with one, Trust Me, The False Prophet.
Oh, no. Oh, I saw a preview for that on, is it Netflix?
It was a four-parter. Pretty quick watch. All of them are like 40 minutes.
I just saw
minutes.
The beginning of it with some lady with glasses.
Dude,
and I'm like, what is this
seems
about?
Looney Tunes, and I just, banana stuff. Worth a watch. Four-part, I just finished it this weekend.
Anybody with a religion, and then something comes out about somebody else using your religion.
Right.
You have to just go, damn it, dude.
Can we get some
normal
headlines here?
Those people, not normal.
How this guy tricked everybody into what they got tricked into is mind-boggling.
Devastating.
But I digress. Blazers and Suns tonight.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, we've joked about it for a while now. It's nice to have a meaningful basketball game to talk about on April 14th. We could debate what the best outcome is for them long term, and we certainly will have that debate going into the offseason. But the point remains tonight, by the way, the line down at 2.5. It keeps coming down.
People are betting Blazers.
Ton of money coming in on Portland, and I totally get it. And I expect them to win tonight. I would be a little I don't know, disappointed is the right word because it's not a terrible outcome for me for them to miss the playoffs and keep a lottery pick this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be pretty surprised, I think would be the word that I would use, if they didn't win tonight. They've been playing better ball as of late than Phoenix. They're healthy as they've been all year. Jeremy Grant's now questionable. Like, all this optimism, momentum going in, it would be a bit of a dud to start the play-in to lose tonight mm-hmm. and then have to face your life on Friday against the winner of the Clipper-Golden State game. But I think they're going to get it done tonight, 7 o'clock tip, Prime Video.
I think a lot of people around here think they can do it as well. It's not that we'll come in tomorrow and be shocked the Phoenix Suns beat them. They had a better season than them. But I'm just rooting for it because I'd rather, one, watch them win a game on the road, and two, I want to see Wemby here.
Yeah.
I think the Moda Center is going to rock either way because the playoffs haven't happened in so long. But you give me Victor Wembanyama, and then we can get into that tomorrow, assuming they do take care of business.
Yeah, you got
on the
time
road.
To preview the series. They win tonight. You know where you're going, and it's a Sunday evening
yes.
game in San Antonio.
It's the last game of the weekend for the first round of the playoffs at 6 o'clock. So I'm really hoping they win because largely I want to see them make the playoffs, but I want to see them play Wemby.
Yeah.
Specifically, I want the Spurs. I don't want to watch the Thunder beat us by 30 points and also watch SGA out foul hunt Denny and just it be miserable. Give me young, haven't been their team, hosting expectations, us. Nobody expects a damn thing, but also we get Wemby inside the Moda Center.
The thing that I'm most curious to see tonight, and I brought it up earlier in the show, and you can give me a key to the game on our pre-show here. The biggest question I have tonight is how many free throws does Denny shoot? He averaged 9.2 on the season. You think he gets to the line 13 times tonight?
I think he will get 13 free throw attempts tonight.
If he does that, they win.
They're not quite going to call it like a playoff game.
Because it's not a playoff
game.
They
wait until those seedings are
the
official.
The actual playoffs begin. Then you get the playoff whistle.
Yes.
Denny Avdija, number two in the NBA this year.
Now, was he tied for two or did he pass SGA?
Slight nudge above SGA. 9.2 for Denny, 9 for SGA. The only player in the NBA to average more free throws this year per game than Denny was Luka Doncic at 10.1.
Yep.
And Luka, by the way, field goal attempted per game, 6, almost 7 more per game. Than Denny Avdija. So the volume of points and how many come at the free throw line, it speaks to what Denny's main strength has been. And I'm curious, you're right that it's a play-in, so they probably won't officiate it the same as a playoff game.
Yeah.
But I know that's the majority of his offense. He is their best player. And so if they swallow the whistle a little bit throughout stretches of the game and they're forced to make some shots and you don't get one of those streaky nights from two, who can certainly have it, he can also have a 1-for-8 clunker in his bag occasionally. That's just what I'm keeping an eye on. What are we most curious to see of how it looks and plays out tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just really want to see what Shaden's going to continue to look like coming back from the injury.
Probably play 20, 25 minutes, I'd imagine.
I would
in that
assume.
Range.
And Scoot, the one thing this team struggles with, Denny does this, Scoot does this, got to cut turnovers. Devin Booker, Dylan Brooks, you kind of go down the list of the Suns. They've got some newcomers, but Unk, as Royce O'Neal was mentioned by John Moe.
32 is old, man. It's
32
old.
Is old.
You're up there.
They've got guys with real playoff experience. We got a couple of those dudes. Also got some young players. Denny, I don't believe he's ever been in the playoffs.
No.
So
Washington sucked, and we haven't been there. We didn't go last year.
Phoenix Suns crowd's going to be good tonight, man. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to a game with stakes.
All right, I'm going to bet Blazer money line. We all on the same page here?
Yeah, yes. I'm going to bet it after
tonight?
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it at 4.5. I'm also going to bet money line.
There's your death kiss. Sorry.
It's over.
When we all agree, I did enjoy this to end our last segment. I grew up thinking the Portland Beavers were affiliated with Oregon State.
Line's down to 2.5 at DraftKings.
Yeah, it's coming down. We got a Duck and Beaver baseball game tonight, too, don't we? No, it got canceled? No? Okay.
What, is there a weird story behind that?
Are they not? Okay.
I'd be scared, too, the way Oregon State's recruiting basketball. You see this? We got this guy with goggles.
You got a 7'2 cat today.
He's got goggles and he blocks shots.
You guys might be better than us next year.
Damn right we will be.
It's not that tall of a mountain to climb. That'll do it for us, folks. Good little show if you missed it. John Bloom was great. Radio voice of the Suns. Go check it, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. We'll break everything down that happens tonight. Try and watch Jailblazer Doc talk about that tomorrow as well. And we will talk to you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The firm, Harrison Marang, is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.